Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the Bledsoe Farms Angus Production Sale, Saturday, February 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the Payne County Stockyards, Perkins Livestock in Perkins, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 92 lots, including 47 registered Angus bulls, 33 registered open yearling heifers, and 12 spring calving cows. You can attend the sale live in person in Perkins or watch and bid on liveauctions.tv. Sale catalog available at bledsoefarms.net. Bledsoe Farms Angus Production Sale, Saturday, February 17th.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, producers interested in adding value to their commodities can now apply for USDA grants. I had the opportunity to visit with USDA State Director Kenneth Korn about those value-added producer grants. Korn said any ag producer with a product or commodity is welcome to apply for these value-added grants.
Yeah, this is a type of grant that if you're an ag producer and you have a product or a commodity. And so the thing that we really try to be very clear on, distinct, is that we don't help you grow it. We don't help you harvest it. But once you get the commodity in a position where you can turn it into something else, which gets the term value added, then at that point, we can potentially help you do marketing, packaging, and some working capital. And so anybody out there that's doing anything in the ag related area as a producer that has a commodity they want to turn into a product, they are eligible for this grant.
So it doesn't really have to be something brand new that they just started doing. It could maybe be something that they have been doing for a little bit, but hadn't really used it as a value added program.
Exactly. Like Miller Bacon that got the award this year, they're getting a chance to take their 1 pound package of native pecans, and they're expanding what they're doing with their marketing, and because they're going to increase their brand awareness and also look to have more distributors and retailers. So it could be something you're already doing. It could be helping you put a market strategy together to get it out there and to make it more successful.
For producers with questions about applying for these grants, you can get in touch with USDA Rural Development in Stillwater, Oklahoma. You can also hear my full conversation with USDA Director Kenneth Korn by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval has sent a letter to the EPA asking the agency to allow farmers to use existing dicamba stocks for the upcoming season. An Arizona court vacated the registration of three dicamba products critically important for farmers in fighting resistant weeds. Many farmers have already made planting decisions to use dicamba-tolerant crop systems and have planned to use dicamba products in the near future, Duval says. These farmers invested in substantial sums in the dicamba-resistant seeds in reliance on EPA's prior approval of dicamba on these crops. He adds that without those products, not only are the substantial investments at risk, but farmers don't really know how they'll protect their crops. AFBF is asking EPA to issue an existing stock order to ensure dicamba remains available to farmers throughout the growing season. We're committed to the safe use of all crop protection tools, Duval adds. Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur also sent a similar letter to the EPA. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.